You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning, and we thank you for the opportunity we have to be in your presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Just open your mouth and just pray. Say, Father, I pray that you speak to me. I pray that you will speak to me. Speak to me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Just pray and say, Father, I thank you. And I thank you that you're going to speak to me this morning. You're going to speak to me this morning. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We pray that this great opportunity we have to hear from you will not be wasted. May we hear from you. May we be implementers of what you tell us. May we not only be hearers, but may we be implementers. With speed, may we implement the instructions that come from your voice. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. We thank you for giving us 2024. That this is a brand new year. It is the first Sunday in the year 2024. And we are so grateful. In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. We are blessed to be sitting here today. We are blessed to be in church. We are blessed to have a first Sunday. You know, some people couldn't cross over into the new year and could not see today. But if you are here, that is an opportunity. Do you get it? In life, you are given, do you know what you are given in life? When you are born into this world, all right, I don't know, I'm not sure you yourself, you were there when they were giving birth to you. You see, you came, but I'm sure you've seen somebody maybe you've seen somebody give birth to a child before, and you can see that the child didn't come into this world with anything. With money. When a child is born, they don't have money in their hands. They just come as they are into the world. They are received into the world. What that child has is what we call opportunity. Opportunity to live. The opportunity to survive. If the child makes it into this world, cries, and the mother receives the child and starts to nurture the child. What the child has is called opportunity. Tell somebody opportunity. Tell another person opportunity. Sometimes twins, that one makes it, the other doesn't make it. So what the other one has is called opportunity. The opportunity to be in the world and to make use of whatever there is. The time, the effort, the gift of life, the resources available. It's now up to you to use it and turn it into useful things. And so if you are here and you have experienced this first Sunday of the year, what I can say is that God has given you opportunity. I don't think you're understanding it. You see, if you don't get these things, and if these words are not treasures to you, you will not make the best of life. Do you understand it? Your life is like a marketplace. You know, the Bible talks about it. Like, in the marketplace, there were people who were trading. In the marketplace, people trade, people play. Do you understand it? The Bible talks about the marketplace. It's like a place where you do things. So your life and this world is like a marketplace. Do you get it? Where you can trade, or you can also go and play. Play. You can play with life, or you can trade and make the gains in life. So you have the gift of life, and you must make the best of life by trading, by following God and using the opportunity. What is the opportunity we have today? The opportunity you have today is that you are alive. That is an opportunity. The opportunity you have today is the fact that you have been able to even come to church. You can talk and walk. You can do something. You can think. Do you understand it? These are great opportunities. And I believe that we are here and we are blessed because, not because you have so much money in your hands, but because you have the opportunity to do whatever God has planned for you. Clap your hands for the Lord. I said, you don't get it. You have an opportunity, the opportunity to see the will of God for your life. You can easily see it. And you can also miss it. You have the opportunity. You have the opportunity to walk into. Oh, my brother, you are welcome into 2024. One more time. I said, you are welcome into 2024. One more time. I welcome you into 2024. What a glorious opportunity this is for you and for me. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to continue sharing on the prayer points that, and I believe that they are very fantastic points that I want us to go into. These are the prayer topics for 2024, but there are important things in there that I want us to continue on. The first point that we have is that, Lord, I'm thankful that in 2024 I shall take good steps. Take good steps. All my steps are guided by the Lord. May you be guided by the Lord. Hello? May you be guided by the Lord. When I say may you be guided by the Lord, I mean that may you be guided. You see, if you are not guided in life, if you are not guided, you make mistakes. By who? You can also be guided wrongly. But when the Lord guides you, you are going to be guided into good life. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So when the Lord shepherds you, you are guided into a life that is prosperous. Please send them this way, okay? When the Lord is your shepherd, he guides you into what? Into places that have no lack and no want. So may you be guided. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, I am guided in 2024 by the Lord. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. Say it again. Say it to yourself, I'm guided. Lord, I'm guided. Guide me. You know, there's a song like that. Guide me, O thy great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy power. It's a very, the hymn said, the words are powerful. Yeah, guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Oh. Yeah. So God must guide us through this barren, we are pilgrims in this barren, austere, harsh, weathered land. Very, very difficult. Even if every condition is... Look at how hot it is today. Is it not hot? Ah! Then they turned the light off last night too. Ah! Oh! May God guide you. Hallelujah. The next point. Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking to somebody. The next point. Lord, I'm thankful that in this year I'm taking good steps. I'm taking the good steps of a good man. You will be a good man. You'll be called a good man. I said, you are going to take the steps of a good man. Look at my face. Let me tell you, there are steps you take. When you take those steps, you are a bad man. Look at your neighbor. Are you a good man or a bad man? Don't take the bad man's step. There are steps when you take. It's not about how you feel. You see, you can feel and take. But you must know that every step you take is a choice you made. It's a choice you made. And life is full of choices. And the sum of your life is the choices you made over all the years. Good or bad choices. And so it's a good man. So you can have a lot of... So some of you make a lot of bad choices and some few good steps. Okay, so then when you put everything together, you are in the negative. You are an evil man. You see, the steps of a good man. So a good man takes certain steps. This year, 2024, may you take good steps. Yes, good steps. And may you be called a good man. You know, this Sunday, today is a Sunday. This Sunday is Attempt Great Things Sunday. When I say attempt great things, it's a good opportunity to attempt something great in the year. To attempt something great for the Lord. To attempt to take good steps in the Lord. Say amen. Yes, it's an attempt. So we are going to attempt great things. All right, as we are, you know, here in church, our minds are being brought onto the fact that this year we will attempt great things for the Lord. Say amen. Number three, I will take good steps to becoming a strong Christian, a spiritual Christian, and a fruitful Christian in 2024. This year, you are going to take steps that will make you strong in the Lord. And the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. May you be strong in the Lord. May you be strong in the Lord. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Ephesians 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. 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 Yes. Finally, my brother, my sister, be strong in the Lord. You know, Christians are carnal. They're not strong in God. We are too carnal and physical and natural. Yeah, just nature. Look, we are just into hair. Look, there are nice things. So when we preach and talk about hair, your hair is nice thing. Look, can you imagine the ladies who are sitting, who have done nice hairs? They have, you know, cut their hair like we have done ours. You will not look as nice. Look, we'll look nicer than you. Yes, we will be nice when they put you by us. We'll be chosen over you. But when you put on the hair and your things, it makes you look nice. That is why you don't stop it. It's true. It is true. So gentlemen, don't worry that the ladies are nice. Their hairs and all those things help them. But we want them to have it. Amen. But you see, it is not that you are not supposed to do your hair, look nice, dress well. No. But many Christians become strong in these things instead of being strong in the Lord. You know, when you go to school and you are an accounting student, the accounting books you use, the accounting books, they will refer you to a particular book. That this is the book we have chosen that you should use. So we have books. When we're in school, we have a book called Frank Wood. I don't know whether it's still being used in accounting. Accounting, Frank Wood. It was a book that was mentioned very often, but I didn't know why. Anyway, it was a book. Okay, but it was a good book. It was a book from UK, Frank Wood. Now, that is what how you learn things. It's written for you. So in this course, this Christian life and course, I want to tell you something. If you are a serious Christian, how many of you are serious with God? You are not serious with God. Let's assume we are all not serious with God. How many of you will take that assumption? But we want to be serious with God. That's more open, and that's more inclusive. You can be included in this one. So how many of you want to be serious with God in 2024? Lift up your hand. I'm going to tell you something. If you want to be serious with God, then let us listen to what God says in his Bible. Listen to me. Read the Bible. What the Bible says is what you should do. And this Bible says that, and this is the Bible I'm reading to you. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. In the Lord. In the Lord. And in the power of his might. Be a strong Christian. Be a rooted Christian. Don't be a topsoil Christian. You are a topsoil. You know, there's a topsoil. You know, the soil, we have different strata of the ground. If you cut through the ground, you go down. There are things that you find, and you find that certifications are different. But you first of all, but usually when you are going deep down in the ground, they will take what we call the topsoil. You take the cream of the topsoil before you start going down and going down deeper, 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 deeper into. If you have seen them do borehole before, as they are drilling the borehole, you can see that the soil that comes out, the colors are different. Have you realized? If you are stood by as they did that, you realize at a point, look, the colors, some of it dark color, some of them are very soft, some of them are rocky. As they dig through the rock, it go to softer places. Some of them are very soft. Then they go down and they hit rocks. I've stood by as they did it. I saw it. I couldn't believe it. May you be a deep Christian. So some people are too superficial. And God is saying in 2024, you will not be a superficial Christian. You will be a deep Christian and a strong Christian. Hallelujah. Deep rooted. The Bible says deep calleth unto deep. Deep calleth unto deep. You have to be deep. Deep by reading the Bible. Have your quiet time. Read your Bible. Pray every day. There's a song that we sing. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Pray every day. Read and pray. Read and pray. That's how you become a strong Christian. That's how you'll be strong. You'll be strong in the Christianity. Hallelujah. Number four. Give us the fourth point. The fourth point. I want to share something. The fourth point. The fourth topic. Are you there? Lord, I thank you that in 2024, I step into a good life. You are stepping into a good life. Amen. Listen to me. When I say you are stepping into a good life, you are stepping into a good life. It's important. It's important that you believe what I just said. Hello? It's important. I said it's important that you have faith and believe and say amen to what I said. Because you know what? The Bible says that by faith we believe that the world was created by the word of God, and that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hebrews 11. So when I say you are stepping into, that is the creative power of the word. There's a part of the word of God that is creative. It creates. But it will require that you also believe that the word of God creates. So as I speak the word that I see you stepping into, you are not currently in it, but you are stepping into it. Say amen. Some of you, as you have not said amen, you find yourself stepping into problems, into traps. I tell you, there are traps in this life. There are evil. There are boys that are waiting for you that you don't know of. There are boys that are more skillful than, and you are too naive. And they are very skillful. They will get you. They know how to get you. But God wants to deliver you. Yes, the devil has been here before you were born. The devil and his schemes, he has been operating long before we came. He did it to Adam. He's doing it to Adam and Eve. He deceived Eve. And he's deceiving people today. Why do you think he has been successful? He has been successful because human beings are the same. And until we listen to the voice of God and believe in the word of God, we will always fall to the tricks and the deceit of God, the devil. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you are stepping into a good life. Amen. I said you are stepping into a good life. Amen. And then God will be your refuge. No evil shall befall you in 2024. I pray for you. No evil. Look, the Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. You are not going to walk in evil ways. Evil, please go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. Evil ways, thank you. Back to the point. All right. No plagues are come nigh my dwelling place. No plague. There are plagues. Oh, God. You know, people died during COVID. COVID was a type of plague. You have been spared and you are here. Look, sometimes we forget easily. We forget how God has kept us and delivered us. Look, I used to come when in the thickest of the COVID, I used to come to church here and do recordings, read online things. Look, you can sense, you know, what we call palpable fear. Palpable, it's like you can even hold it. There's fear in the atmosphere. There's no car on this road.
There's no car. This road has no car. Weekday, there's nothing. So you can see that as though there are no human beings here on earth. You wouldn't meet a car, you wouldn't meet a human being. Hey! I remember, you can sense fear. So when you are the only car even on the, you wonder if you are doing something wrong. It's like there's something bad. What can happen here? Because there's nobody. You meet nobody. Hey! Plague! That's what a plague does. This place, the chairs were all stuck, dust. There's dust coming here. We have to, if you come here, the place, there's no lights because there's nobody here. No plague. The plague that killed people will not kill you.
Amen.
Plague that killed people. We had the metropolitan, whatever. I don't know whether it was, whatever. During the COVID time, he died. He was staying just up here. His house was there, but he was the MC of this town. Like some other people that are known. And whether it's COVID or whatever, it's during that period. So it's maybe COVID. Hey! Charlie, no plague will come near you.
Amen.
I said, no plague. You know, no. You know, do you know? You have to say amen because you don't know what else is coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, we don't know what else is coming. There are wilder ones. There are wilder ones. And even let's even talk about COVID. COVID is still in other places. Like even this period, you'll be surprised that COVID is still rising in other places. I've not listened to the news. Yes. And you will not hear it because you will not hear it so much because maybe you don't listen to the news. I think I heard of COVID. Although it was on the news, I heard of it in a certain way. I was in Singapore. A white lady told me that, oh, COVID, they've reported the first case here and all that. Yes. Hey. I didn't know what I was just freely flowing. You see, but you don't know that it's even transmitted through aeroplane. You sit on a plane, and if somebody takes it from there, then the person brings it to the country. So somebody will sit and travel with it. So all that time, planes were moving. People were starting to report the cases. But you can't tell after some time, then, oh, maybe somebody has gotten and sit on an aircraft, goes here. So by the time they could say, Jack, it was everywhere. Do you understand how it worked? Yes, that's a plague. You will not be near where there is a plague.
Amen.
And you'll be delivered. No plague will come near you because there are plagues. You know, when the Bible uses this, there are plagues. That is just plagues. We call it a pandemic. It's like a plague. A pandemic is a plague. It's killing people. Killed thousands. They were recording thousands, showing video. I mean, when you look at it, people started drinking all sorts of concoctions. Hey! People were cooking leaves. They put pepper and ginger in the leaves. They put everything like, one of it will kill the COVID. Boiling them and drinking them. Hey! You put ginger, spices with leaves and boil and make videos and say, this is what is saving us. I don't think you understand what I'm saying. Do you know why people are cool? Because you see, you have forgotten.
Yeah.
Don't forget. Because a wild thing that helped. Something that was able to ground aeroplanes. Aeroplanes were not working. Companies, factories. It took America a long time to restart, even housing, whatever. So there was a problem with houses after COVID. Houses were expensive because they now have to restart. They had to restart their industries that produced certain things because they shut down. The factories and the industries shut down. That's a plague. A plague that has that ability to stop everything on that level, the whole world, everywhere. Amen. You know, officially, COVID was over, was it last year or last 2 years? They officially in Ghana, it was in 2022. Was it last year? Officially, they took, that's your last 2 years.
Getting to the end of
2022. Yes, that is when they took that virus. Okay, we are cleared to do whatever. There were still restrictions. Lift your hand and say, no plague.
No plague.
Say it again, say, no plague
will
come near me. Yes. Confess it. You must learn to speak what you see, you speak. You must speak the things that you believe, the things you want. Don't just think it. Speak it. If you are bold, you believe it. Be bold enough to speak it. No plague will come near me. I will live and not die. A lot of things are trying to kill you if you don't know. I said a lot of things are trying to kill you if you don't know. As you are sitting here, a lot of things are trying to kill you. Yes, you must fight it. Do you know why you have to fight it with words and everything? Because God has given you the opportunity to be alive. God has given you the opportunity to have life. Fight to inherit what God has given you. Life. God has given you life. God has given you life. Fight to just, you know, fight to receive your inheritance. Fight to appropriate your inheritance. Hallelujah. Next point. Look at that. He said, I reject the fear of death. Go back. I reject the fear of death in 2024. I reject and bind the fear of tomorrow. How many of you have certain things you are afraid of? Maybe you are afraid of, you know, maybe your school fees. How you are going to survive? When you came to school, they gave you money for just January. You don't know how money. That's all that you have. You don't know. Even you have paid your fees, but you don't know what you are going to eat. Yes. The fear of tomorrow. How are you going to survive 3 years in school, 2 years in school, 4 years in school? How are you going to survive? It's a fear. Everybody has fears. As you are sitting down, you have fears. Ladies have the fear of who will marry me. They love me. Does somebody like me? Am I beautiful? Will they choose me? It's a fear. You won't say it, but it's there. It's there. Every lady told me, see a man, they are looking. Does she like me? Does she think I'm nice? Am I beautiful? Will I be chosen? Will I marry? Will I give birth? They are fears. That's a fear of tomorrow. Will I be poor? A lot of people, everybody is afraid of poverty. How many of you are afraid? You don't like poverty? Poverty will not come near you in Jesus' name. Every spirit of poverty, see, poverty is a pest. It says that, so shall poverty come unto you. That's what the Bible says. So shall poverty come unto you like a robber, like a bandit. Poverty can come to you and stay with you in your house. Look at that. So shall poverty come as a tablet. And look at that. As an armed one. Talk about armed man, bandit, a robber. Other versions say that. Bandit. A bandit. Huh? Armed robber. Poverty has come like an armed robber comes to your house. If you have experienced that before, where somebody comes to you, drops you with a cutlass or a knife or a gun, says that, hey, I've come. What do you have? That's what poverty can say. Hey, I've come to stay with you. And he comes with force. The Bible is telling you, see, if you are not somebody who's thoughtful, you can't understand it. He's trying to tell you that you do want poverty. You don't want it, but you are poor. Because he has come to be with you by force. May you not walk in poverty. Amen. The fear of tomorrow. I reject and bind the fear of tomorrow. I reject and bind the fear of calamities. Anything that is a calamity that is meant to come destroy your life. In the name of Jesus, we reject it. Yes. Reject any calamity. A calamity is something that can just befall you suddenly, like a curse. A curse-like event. It comes to you when suddenly it's like, this is a big one. It strikes you. We reject it in the name of Jesus. We reject it. In 2024, we reject it. Oh, he said, with long life, he will satisfy me and show me his salvation. God will satisfy you with long life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The next point, number 5. Lord, I thank you for all the good blessed steps of loyalty and steps of loyalty of faithfulness. Please read through and then correct them, okay? All the blessed steps of loyalty and the steps of loyalty and the steps of faithfulness. Huh? You see, the steps of loyalty is important. When we say loyalty, people think that it is just a word. Loyalty is meant to be a virtue in you. Do you know why I think that one of the reasons that we need to teach on loyalty is because we teach on love. Why do we teach on love? Because husbands, love your wife. The Bible is teaching love. Do it. Because it is not so natural. You think that because a lady is beautiful, men will naturally love you. Husbands can easily not love their wives. They have wives. You see, you can be a wife, but the husband does not love. It doesn't start like that. It doesn't start off like that. Usually you start off as lovers. Look at me. Don't be afraid of what I'm talking about. I want to show you something. Are you understand what I'm telling you? Look, when people are divorcing, sometimes you wonder if, and they have three children. There are people, when they are divorcing, before you realize, in the process of the divorce, the lady is pregnant. So you say, hey. And say, well, what's your honey now? You wonder. In the process, as they are planning the divorce, back and forth, you hear quarrels in the room. Behind the next 2 months, onion sam say, hey, Bessie. So you wonder, do you understand what I'm talking about? How many of you have seen one before? People were quarreling and all that before. Quarrel, you can feel the quarrel. How many of you have asked yourself, ah, but this would have been quarreling. Why is it that she's pregnant? That's the thing. That's the thing. So you'll be surprised that. So this is where you have to segregate the sex from love. Sex is not it. It's not necessarily the love. The sex. So many of you who are in, you know, relationships that are not right, you are just doing sex. It's just passion that is steering you. It's guiding you. Passion. Just. It's not love. Love is different. That's why the Bible. Husbands, love. Because you can easily be with a girl. You don't love the girl. Sex is not the same as the love. So then we teach on love. We intentionally teach. Love them. Do this. Overlook the faults. So we are teaching you. Do you understand it? We teach you to overlook. Forget about these things. There are things that will happen. She's not perfect. Accept her. She doesn't cook. She's the type that doesn't like cooking. You can hate her for not cooking because she's not a woman that cooks. But overlook it and find a way, get a help to come and cook. So we teach on how to make the marriage nice so that there will be love. You can love. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we come to faithfulness and loyalty. Faithfulness too is something that ought to be taught. If you're not teaching it, it will not come naturally. Because people are naturally unfaithful. Human beings, we are naturally unfaithful. Everybody, we must accept it. Because Jesus talked about faithful with money, faithful with another man's own, faithful with little. It's there in Luke 16. So it's like, be faithful with little things. So we are being taught to be faithful with little things. Because we can easily look at something little and say, ah, may you kiss it here. It's something little. So we are taught. And that's why you must learn to be. So we'll teach you that, be faithful. Now, I was recently talking to somebody. Last week. You know, last week, I was, before I traveled, then I spoke to the person, and the person was talking to about, this is a parent and then a child, a parent and then the child. Then I talked to her, said, oh, this is a, go do this, do, you would think that naturally there will be a flow, but as young as this person is, there's not a natural flow between the child and the parents. Meanwhile, they are not fighting. Then I said, but why do you do this? The person is not insulting. It's not angry with the parent. But there are certain things she has also not done. So I said, but why you didn't do this? Don't you know it's something? You should do things this way. The person, she was so shocked. So, I never thought about it. Yes, you never think about it because you just think that, oh, he's my father, so this will happen. This will happen. I said, Abba, you have to also do this. Go here, talk to him. Then I got a message. And the person said, hey, I was surprised. I took a step. And can you imagine? There was joy, happiness. She was so shocked. I said, wow, look. You see, you don't know it. So you are being taught to do it. Just some simple steps. Simple things. That is why we preach. We preach to you because you are born again. Maybe you are born again. Why am I still preaching to you? I'm preaching to you so that you will realize the potential is there. But until you are preached to, you will not know that this thing is good and it's there. We are preaching to bring it out. Charlie, there's gold here. There's this here. So that you will realize your destiny. So that you will walk in your calling. And fulfill your ministry, why God created you. So we teach you that loyalty is an important and an integral part of something that God wants you to. An integral part of your destiny and your call. Loyalty, faithfulness. Be faithful. Be faithful to people who God brings your way. Be faithful to church, God, the church of God. The church of God has always been a place that has been a controversial place. Be faithful to the same church. Hallelujah. The church of God has always been since the beginning. You read about the early Christians, this same church that is called the church, this New Testament church, has had problems, sect. They call them this. The unbelievers used to call them sect. These people that have turned the world upside down, they have called them all sorts of names. They've chased disciples. They have even arrested disciples, beheaded them, arrested them, killed them. Yes. They killed them. That's why they took Peter. They even wanted to kill Peter again. They wanted to kill Peter. And the Bible says prayer was made for him without ceasing. And then an angel came. That's how it is. But your faithfulness to church, as you are here, be faithful. May you be found to, in December, you are still here. Amen. In church. Be in church. Hey, church. I'd rather spend. It says that a day in thy court is better than a thousand elsewhere. That's David. David was a church boy. That's why David is different. Be faithful, loyal to church. Be loyal and be faithful to the priest of God, the pastors God has given you. Pastors preaching to you, guiding you. I come preaching to you as I've been here. We are here. Look at such beautiful things that we are receiving from a leader God gave us. God will always give you a man. I'm telling you, you don't have a man. Who is the man in your life? The man of God in your life. Who is that person? If you don't have the man, as a strong person, people are saying, "Me, I follow Jesus." Oh, it's true to follow Jesus. When God wanted to bless this world, He blessed us with a man. Blessed us with the person Jesus in the form of a man. By the way, Jesus was not born Jesus in that regard of Jesus. He was named Jesus. But there was a time he was, because if Jesus was born, when he was born is when he became the Jesus we know. That's not it. Jesus is eternal. Jesus was an eternal person. He was given, for unto us a child is born. He was born a child. And then a son was given. He was given to us as, he's now Jesus. That is how it is. Yes. A son is given. He was born a child. He was born as an ordinary child. But he was given to us as Jesus Christ. A man was given to us. God will always give a man that is born as a child. And he will be given to you as your man of God. Like Moses. Moses was born a child, but he became the prophet. Say, I'll be with you. You see that to in the stead of God. He was like God to Aaron. Moses was like God. That's what the Bible says. You take that person and say, this person I'm following, I'm listening to the preachings that he brings me with, the instructions that come. Yeah. If you are going to become a great surgeon, who is your main instructor? Who's the instructor, the type of surgeon? Because there are a lot of surgeons. There are a lot of people who do plastic surgeries in different parts. People have specialized in nose plastic surgeries. People have specialized in breast plastic surgeries. People are specialized in Botox plastic surgeries. Because they've seen that these are the areas people like. Men like these areas, so they have specialized in these areas, breasts and bottoms. They know how to make them. It's a psychology. Do you understand it? They've studied psychology and they've studied the shapes men will like. So they have specialized in the shapes, the front shapes and the back shapes. And then they have, because they want money, so they have set up different plastic surgery. Because people have money, they want to augment. Tell somebody, augment. Augment their shapes for public looks, for outward impressions. Yes. So if you are going to be a plastic, which kind of plastic surgeon do you intend to be? Who is your role model? Who is the person you will take instructions from and say, I want to be like this person because I've seen this is the road I want to, and I'm following this person. That's why God will give you a person. Then you stay faithful, you stay loyal to that person. Yes. That's why the Bible says it is required that you become faithful. It is required. The word is faithfulness. But that word is the same word that is so strong, loyalty. You know, let me tell you something. All throughout the ages, loyalty has been an important. If you watch epic movies, when I say epic movies, these movies with swords and all those kind of movies, loyalty is important. Any traitor, anybody who does something that looks like, or you are associated with a traitor, you are killed. It has been a way things are. It's one of the marks that are used to assess things and people. Your loyalty. Where do you belong? You know, you cannot be given, if you are a Ghanaian, you are not faithful. We can't give you a ministerial appointment. We are not sure. Who are you? Are you a Togolese or you are a Ghanaian? Are you a Nigerian or you are a Ghanaian? You are a Togolese and you are the minister in charge of oil. Hey! Hey! You are a Tanzanian and you are the chief advisor to the president. Hey! Because you need somebody who is 100% Ghanaian, who is a lover of Ghana, to take decisions that will serve the interests of Ghana. But if you have any other interest, tell somebody any other interest. Once you have any other interest, it's like your decisions will be slanted. Do you get it? Will be slanted. Because you want to take decisions that will help the other side. Because if you take a decision, that will favor that. Because if you are ruling on a case between Ghana and Togo, you will also think about your parents that are in Togo and all that. So you will not bring the best decision. Do you get the point? You will end up taking a decision that will favor Togo as well. But we too, we are Ghanaians. We want to take decisions that will favor Ghana. Huh? Yes. And that's why sometimes it's difficult. You say that the government, they are not able to take some decisions. Why have they not banned chicken? You think, why have they not banned chicken? Why should we chew chicken? Some of the chicken that we chew is chicken that they killed maybe 5 years ago. Yes, they are frozen them. They don't have anywhere to send them. So we take them and they scrape their back and then they sell them to us. Oh, it's true. 5 years before they build here, yeah. Some of them you'll be surprised 10 years ago. Oh, you go to the port and talk to, if they will be fair with you, just tell my ports. They tell them all the time. Some of them they've been at the port and they are in a fridge, there's a type of fridge, for years. They are there, not 1 year. Yes. Chicken that were fed with hormones, they were produced on a large scale and they sent to us to eat. Woo! 5 year chicken. Whilst there's a chicken we can grow, we kill, you go and start, you know. You stand there, you see it. You know, these days there's this catfish. You see the fish swimming and say, catch this one for me. They catch it. And then they will say, look, I saw one. I was it's so painful. I didn't know whether I have a friend. And one day he came, I went to him at work. Then he closed. I said, before we go home, he wants to pass through somewhere. But because I was going to his house, going to stay there. Then I had not seen it before. The place they do whatever. Then he ordered the fish. The fish was in the aquarium, dancing and swimming and happily moving. Then they caught the fish. Look, as the fish is moving, they are striking the back. They cut the back. They make incursions in the back. And then they put pepper. As the fish is moving, they put pepper in the marks they have made at the back. You can see that the fish is still move. Oh, and as the fish is still moving, they put the fish on the fire. Oh, that's how it is done. Go and see one. As the catfish that if you have eaten one before, they take it and do it as the fish. And I think it's a strong fish. So it takes a long time for it to, as they cut off the head, they do something, and the fish will be moving and they will be putting the hot pepper at the, the marks they have made. So as they put the pepper at the back, the fish is still alive. You can see the body is still moving. Then they will put the fish on the fire. I don't know what I've even spoken. I've gone so far. I just want to make a point to you, you know, about faithfulness. You see, that's what I don't know. What was I talking that I brought us here? And I was trying to. I'm trying to just tell you about the fact that, you see, we need to be a group of people that understand that we need this faithfulness in us. Yes, we need it in you. Really, I think that the point, I wanted to talk about a certain point, but I'll end here on this point. You need to be. Learn it. Okay? Tell yourself you don't know it. I'll learn it. It's a great virtue. It's a very great virtue. All right? Very great one. I pray for you. He says that I'm taking only steps of loyalty and faithfulness. Be faithful to God. Be faithful to church. Be faithful to his servants. Be faithful. Be faithful with money. Be faithful. Be a faithful person when it comes to money. Many of you are not faithful with money. We can't trust you with money. Nobody can leave his shop for you. Many places they sell provisions. If you have a provision shop, don't leave it with anybody. Don't leave it with anybody, even your child. Of course, that's much better. Some of them, like, even if you leave it with your child, be interested. Because, you see, these are corporations with little profits. So, if you take your eye off the ball a bit, you go into losses. Faithfulness. Be faithful. Yes. Be faithful. God will bless you for your faithfulness. God will say, you know, faithfulness brings increase. The ones that are faithful, they have been faithful. Then it says that he gave the five cities. Then they added the five to the other five that he had. Then they become 10. So promotion comes when you are faithful. Amen. How many of you want promotion? Promotion will not necessarily come because you have another degree. Faithfulness, when you are faithful, they gave you something that you are faithful with. So they will promote you and make you an overseer of much. That's when you are promoted at the workplace. They gave you the role of sweeping. You are in charge of cleaning the compound. You are faithful. They will give you another position because you faithfully executed the sweeping. That way. You know, any task that you are given, be faithful with it. You are given any role, be faithful. God will bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you there? I want to give you one more point. Number 6. Last point. God is guiding my steps. I thank you for guiding my steps into new things. I shall enter new deals in the spirit. Hallelujah. I'm entering what? Into new things in the spirit. New things. New things in the spirit. This year, you are entering into new things. God is guiding your steps. You see, the Bible says that, Job chapter 29, the Bible says that, it says that, I washed my steps with butter and the rocks poured me out rivers of oil. I washed my steps with butter. You must wash your steps. You wash your steps. Are you there? Come and sit here. Wash your steps. You see, if you are washing your steps, sit here. You are washing your steps. Your steps, what do you use to take steps? Your legs. So your steps are here. So if you have butter, butter is like oil. Let's say oil. You are washing your steps with butter. That means that you intentionally take the oil and put it underneath and then you are going. Do you understand? It's work you will do. You will do it. You wash your steps with butter. You will do it. It says, I wash my steps with butter. Job 29. Then the rocks will pour you out. What am I saying? I'm saying that take steps this year into the things of God. In the church, don't be aloof. Look at your neighbor and say, do not be aloof. Don't be a bystander. Don't be a bystander looking on. Be a Christian that takes steps into everything that God is doing. You know, let me tell you something. What makes Christians not profit from Christianity is the fact that they don't get involved. They don't take steps into church. This year, look, my prayer for you is that you will take steps into everything we are doing in church. Amen. Say a proper amen.
Amen.
You know, your life is not, you are a fake Christian. Write it down. You are a fake Christian. You just come to church and go back. You are a fake Christian. I want to tell you the truth. They won't tell you, but I'm telling you the truth. Yes, you are not a proper Christian. You are not. You don't deceive yourself. Don't tell yourself you are a white man when you are a black man. Everybody to today, we know black Michael Jackson was a black man. No matter what he did, he's like, he's a black man. He's a black man and he became white. He's a black man. Don't lie to yourself. Don't lie. You are not a proper Christian. A proper Christian is not one that just comes to church and goes back home. A proper Christian is the one that understands what you must do for God, what you must do in God, what you must do for his church and do in church. If you are not part of the church, what is the church? The church is the place that God is building. If you are not part of that building, then you are not part of the body of Christ. What are you doing? What steps are you taking? So many things are being done. I don't like pastors who how can you be if you're a pastor working with me, you don't work. You are not a good pastor. How can you be a pastor who doesn't work? Why there are souls to be won? You can't go for outreaches. Pastors who don't go for. What do you mean? People are dying. and going to hell without hearing somebody tell them that God loves you. Give your life to God before you die. Get involved with these things on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. Not once a year. I'm talking about life. Look, this week, you'd be surprised you hear somebody is dead. This very week. You hear, oh, this person just died. Oh, you will say what? What do you usually say? Oh! What happened? Oh, how many of you have done that before? Oh! Oh! We all said, oh, when Bishop Oko died. Oh! Oh, Bishop Oko. Oh, Bishop Oko. Because we have been with him not long ago. Then we say, oh, then he died. He's dead. Take steps. I washed my steps. My steps. Sister. Sister. You know, you take steps into so many things. Young boys, young girls, and all of us. You take steps into going into people. You take steps. Many people who have had sex, so I didn't want to do that. You took steps. You went into that room. You went there. You went there. You went there. You went there. You see, when you were going, you didn't plan to have sex, but you ended up having sex. At the end of the day, you took steps there. You know, there are ladies who have been raped. I'm a pastor, so I speak to you. There are people who have had been raped, not because they wanted to be raped. And nobody knows. They've grown up with this when they were raped. Some people were 9 years old, somebody raped. Up to today, my parents, they don't know of it. Can you imagine the torture? Then some of them are really young girls who are just, you know, they won't listen. When your father says stay in the house, you won't stay in the house. You go and be with a man and something happens. When you come, you can't tell your father because you are not supposed to go there. Yes. Wash your steps with butter. Butter is the word of God. Wash your steps with butter, the word of God. Wash your steps and take steps into church. Church work. Everybody here, your steps must be church work. You must be a worker. Do something. Everybody, don't just be there. Be part of the work. Be part of outreaches. Be part of mobilizing every Sunday. I'm talking about everybody here. You are not excluded. Be part Sunday. You have come to church on a Sunday. You are not part of a group of people that went to mobilize people. There's something wrong. There is something wrong. Be part of it. I wash my steps with butter. That is when the rocks will pour you out rivers. You will see rivers. You want to see rivers of oil. What is rivers of oil? Rivers of the anointing. Rivers of oil. What is oil? You look at the oil we have. That is supposed to even make us rich. All the nations, many nations that are rich, is just because they have oil. Oil is a symbol of wealth. God is going to bless your life with wealth and beauty, and that will be the result of you washing your steps first with butter. Job 29. I washed my steps. I washed my steps. I washed my steps. If you go to Job chapter 29, verse 1, go to 29, 1 and 2. Give us 29, 1 and 2, you will see. 1. Look at it. 2. You go to continue. Oh, please, a bit of speed. Oh, that I were in, as in month past, in the days when God preserved me. 3. Look at that. When his candle shone upon my head, and when the secrets of God, when his light, by his light, I walked through darkness. 3, 4. As in the days of my youth, when the secrets of God was upon my tabernacle. This is because the secrets of God was upon my tabernacle, upon my head. And the 6 is saying that I wash my steps with butter. If you look at 2, 3, and 4, he's talking about when the light of God shined in my dark end, because we're in a dark world. It is when you take steps, that the steps of God, you get yourself involved in church, that the darkness of this life will be dispelled. And the secret of God will be upon your tabernacle. Yes. Yes. And he talks about it. And go to the verse 6 that we are talking about. May God help you. Amen. May God bless you. Amen. How many of you are going to get involved in 2023? Hey, 2024. Be part of church. Be a church person. Be a church person. Tell somebody, I'll be a church person. I'll be involved. Don't be a person who stays aloof. Don't look at your friends. Oh, don't look at your friends. Don't look at your friends. Some of most of you are involved in going to club. You are involved. You see, you are involved. Many of you are involved in mobilizing people for discos and clubs and bad things. Today, a lot of ladies smoke. We. They smoke we. It's a type of organization, a mobilization. But this year, you'll be involved in the activities of church. Say amen.
Amen.
Ah, be involved in church. Don't you want to be involved in church? It's a good place. Church. Ah, it's a blessing. May God bless you. May God help you. Clap your hands for the Lord. Stand to your feet. Father, we thank you. Lift your hands and just bless the name of the Lord. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name, pray. Lift your hands and pray. Say, Father, be gracious unto me. Have mercy on me. Pray. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And everybody said, amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidou@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.